There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Oh, and the really?
No.
We left all that out on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it was gold,
of,
though.
Speaking of babies and the Church of Latter-day Saints, first babysitter I ever had was Jehovah's Witness, and it was very awkward. Like, going in, like, on, you know, and when it was like, I went in one point, I was like, Mariah's 1 month old today. And she was like, well, that's, that sure is offensive to the Lord. Like, oh, I'm sorry. And she had a couple of kids, and one of them was just like, oh, I really want this. I really want this. Seeing an advertisement on TV, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, well, maybe your birthday or Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And then instantly, like, we don't celebrate that in this household. Yeah. Oh,
so the
man.
Idea is that you're meant to do it every day?
Or
is it pride?
Or all that pride takes away from the true significance of
it. Makes
why
it
would
about
God
you, yeah.
want you to have a day to like be like, yeah, it's your birthday. It's the day I made, you know, yeah, it's yours.
Let me tell you.
That was my thought. Hey. Yeah.
I walked in one day to
that
pick
was
up.
Me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I walked in one day to pick up my baby girl. And what do I see on the TV? It's a Jehovah's Witness cartoon. Like they have a whole channel
really?
Or something.
Yeah.
Like Veggie Tunes or
similarly.
Teletubbies.
But for anti Christmas.
Yeah. And the cartoon, I'm sitting there watching it for a second, and it's about a little boy, a little Jehovah's Witness boy, who goes to his friend's birthday party. And when he comes home, he gets, as soon as he walks in, he's covered in poo poo. And because that's the word they use. Like that is what the Lord thinks of you. Is you
shower
covered
him
in shit because you went to your friend's birthday party.
Oh, damn.
Because that is exactly what you've done. You have covered yourself in shit by going to your friend's birthday
party. Now
you
got to wash off.
I was like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and find like a nice Muslim family, like a nice Sunni Al-Qaeda family to raise to babysit our child because I think their views are a little less extreme than that.
Yeah. Hey, Shiite happens.
I've heard that...
That's good. That's a good one.
Oh my goodness. I've heard
that.
Yeah,
just don't hang out with the Shiites.
Yeah, no.
Sunni or later.
Yeah, that's the Sunni or later Shiite happens. There you go. Bumper sticker.
Yes, absolutely.
Now I'm trying to come up with a Sufi. There's the third one.
I think
Sufi.
Forrest Gump came up with that.
Yeah, the 100%. 100%. It happens.
But no, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, yeah, God no, bless them. They work hard. They go door to door. Or is that the Mormons?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. I had ones yelling at me across the yard. Like, so I'm sitting out there.
Mormons or?
I don't know.
No, that's the Church of the Latter-day Saints, ain't it? Isn't that what you just mentioned earlier?
Or Jehovah's Witness.
That is the Mormons, isn't it? The Church of Latter-day Saints.
I think so.
The Jehovah's Witness, they got a name, too.
There's just these young Twinkie fellows.
Sorry. Anybody listening, that's either one of those denominations. I am very sorry.
Oh. Yeah,
for
all of y'all.
Yeah. Forget y'all.
You're extremists.
It's Jesus Christ only.
They're passionate. Yeah. They're zealots, all right, correct term.
Zealot.
The first time I ran into these gentlemen, I was... it was like I was brand new to being a dad, and getting him to bed was a serious thing because I was trying to get him set on a schedule. So I'd have to literally rock him to sleep for 30 minutes. Like just, you know, in the moment that you stop, he'd start crying again. So I swear to you, it was like 8 o'clock. I'm setting him in the bed, like, you know, in his
let
crib.
Let the little baby bird go.
Like letting the little baby bird go.
And you have a glass and aluminum screen door, just for the record.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, it was the doorbell, the which I didn't even know I had. I'm like, what was that? Bing bong.
Did your alarm go off?
Yeah.
Is your phone?
Oh, and he started crying because it's cacophonous. Echoed through the entire house. And opened up the door like violently, you know? And these guys were like, oh, you know, the good news. And not this late, guys.
Yeah.
I remember that's how I said it. Not this late. What was I thinking? You know, it was like dad came in. Coming at him.
Naturally.
Hey, hey, boys.
It's Arkansas. You could have whooped their ass right there on the front lawn
Young
and called the cops on them.
Yeah. And then so that was my first run in. They were probably the same ones. They're walking by and they're yelling at me across my lawn because I'm just sitting there smoking, like just miserable.
Androgynous.
Yeah. And they're
desperately needing some religion.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm the poster child for it. Like they look at that, they have poster me.
Yeah.
And they like zoom in on this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And fresh they're like, meat. Yeah. And they're like, you know, hey, do you have a moment for us to talk to you? And I said, I'm good. Like, I don't need it, you know, and,
don't need it.
Don't leave a pamphlet.
Yeah. 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 And then that, like, as soon as I said, like, I start off by saying, I got a baby inside. He's crying. I'm just trying to take a break. I got to get back to that.
Yeah.
And they like cut me off.
Services.
Yeah. All they can
see
is
a man outside just smoking cigarettes and not taking care of his child.
All they can see that is that visible vice.
Yes.
You're puffing on you. Yeah. Oh, he's under the influence of devil.
His baby's smoking cigarettes too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that he's not feeding that baby.
Exactly. Well. It's probably crack.
Yeah.
Not crack.
Crack baby.
What did they have?
Well, they kind of cut me off and were like, well, we were just hoping to talk about, like, and I'm good. And I think they did get the message pretty quick, but then they asked, is there anybody else in this neighborhood you could think that would benefit from hearing the good news? I was like, I don't fucking know, dude.
Do I look like a narc to you?
Yeah. Fucking like Katie.
Yeah, three
news?
Doors down.
Yeah.
You know? They got.
Yeah. You know,
like, they could use it, man. Yeah. Yeah. They ain't feeding
couple,
their baby for sure.
You know, a couple of cocksuckers down the way, if you know what I mean. Better knock on their door.
Visible sin.
Make sure you wear shoes in their house. Keep your shoes on. No, I'm not going to rat on my degenerate neighbors. I was like, I don't know. I don't know any of my neighbors. I know that guy's name, I think. I called him Jeff. I don't know if it's really Jeff.
Yeah. Almost ran over me one time.
He told me once, and it literally is like, my neighbor's names might as well be just whispers in the wind. I don't know them.
I lived next door to one of my neighbors probably for a decade before I found out her name. She died a year later.
You read her obituary?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. They put their address in the obituary now? Great house to loot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those guys, that don't mess with me. I'm hoping they have me now on a list, or is it like a, you know, all out attack on this fellow until he gives
pro
in.
Tip. If you're getting like plagued by Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons, you know, because that is part of the thing, and I respect that, like the whole, you know, going door to door. But if you really don't want them to come
aggressive
back,
salesman,
absolutely, yeah. And have you tried selling vacuum cleaners or insurance or something?
But really good at this.
Is just tell them you're Catholic. I did that once, twice. Or I'm sorry, twice. I did that, and I mean, they turned tail and like ran away. That was all I had. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm Catholic.
Standing on hallowed ground or something, like on your driveway, a Catholic's driveway.
They're like, if you were to tell them you're Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Zoroastrianism, whatever, well, you tell them anything,
Scientologist,
atheist, they're like, well, we got a chance with you. You tell them you're Catholic, oh man, they're like, that's going to hell.
Yeah.
Sorry, but goodbye.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We don't even want you.
You're a lost cause, man. The Pope and all
the worst
that.
The worst.
Yeah. You just, it's the only religion where you could really have a door-to-door. Like, could you imagine how well, like, a door-to-door Muslim salesman, Islam, slanging Islam? I want to tell you about the good news.
No, sorry, just cleaning my throat here. Yeah.
Halago. So
the good news there is what? Multiple virgins when you sacrifice yourself.
Have you heard the good news?
Wow. I mean, that's some you earthly can guarantee good this? News for sure. Yeah.
You would look very good in suicide vest.
Now you sure?
Yeah. How many?
Yeah. You like assign it, just sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
I don't know. My Arab is always
But think about it this
Russian.
Way. 32 dues later, you know, you no longer have any virgins left.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean, and how many? How 32 days later?
They're okay. Only virgins for so long.
Exactly. So 32 days later,
is it 32? They all sync up.
How many is it?
It's 72.
72.
Oh, 72. 72. Yeah. 72. Okay, 6 months or 3 months later.
Refraining not to even. Tell the Louis C.K. joke where he's like, I only have 69 three virgins left and 69 whores.
Exactly. That's my point.
I forget which comedian it was, and he did a great job talking about that, though. Is like, you know, imagine the recruiting, you know, when you're like, okay, you get 72 virgins. Like, It is. It's 72, right? You're not going to cheat me. I'm not going to get up there and it's going to be like 60 or even 69. I want like I want some assurance, you know, close. You mean so I put this suicide vest on. I jump. Was that Patton Oswalt? I forget who.
I don't know this one.
Okay.
I don't know this joke.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk. Yeah.
Well, Louis also, he was like,
I can't steal no more.
He's like, I'm just crediting. I get to credit.
Yeah. You said his name.
Yeah. He was like, what a weird moment for God that still has to be. But like, God blows up a, you know, a subway somewhere and a bunch of people die. And then he gets up there and he's like, ugh. Like, yeah, 72 virgins. Like, he creates.
It's in the contract.
Yeah, he creates 72 virgins and, like, sends them over. A weird moment where he's like, I'm still doing this.
They still got that going on?
Yeah. Y'all don't believe this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like aliens. Apparently, the government is putting out a website to document for the public to see all of the photos and or video that they've ever taken that has to do with aliens or unidentified objects of
some frisbee.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, air balloon, hot air balloon.
Yeah, best way to hide a lie is underneath a whole bunch of layers of truth.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like Roswell, New Mexico in, you know, 1985 or whatever it was. Everybody started believing, you know, that weather balloon that fell out of the sky in Roswell was an alien. And that's how that was born.
I just have no, like, nobody cares. I think everybody's like, destroy us or not. Just like, you know, there's another pitter patter.
Yeah, they had those whistleblowers here recently that came out and said that, I believe we
talked about
this.
The Navy pilots and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, I don't
and nothing's
I
happening don't, to them.
I honestly,
the government doesn't even care.
I have an 18-month-old in my house. I couldn't care less.
Yeah,
exactly.
Would the aliens help me? Do they have some kind of... some gel, an alien gel or something.
It absorbs everything. You will never get poop or like pee on you again.
Alien diapers?
It actually powers your house, too.
Yeah.
Something that makes me not lose my mind every time she screams. I don't know.
Those whistleblowers thought they were going to have to get pushed back into Russia and exiled.
Right.
And the government's like, fine. We don't care.
Half of them believe you, half of them don't.
Yeah. You keep living. We know your address. We know exactly where you live.
Yeah. We're watching.
We don't care. We're not even watching you.
Yeah.
Just pay your taxes.
Yeah. We'll get you on that.
Yeah,
exactly. But, I mean, I don't know if I need to apologize to some of my conspiracy theorist friends now or not. That's basically. Because, you know me, I'm not a fan of government.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's plenty of shit going on that we don't know about. But, fuck the conspiracy theorists. You build off of facts that you find out later. You put stuff together that probably have nothing to do with either each other, and then you use those as evidence of this conspiracy.
Well,
bullshit.
I'm trying to think, like, if I found out tomorrow, today even, that it was like somebody handed me some a docket, and it proved without reasonable doubt. Like, if I read the whole thing and was like, we did not land on the moon. Wow. What am I going to do about it?
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing. Tomorrow, I will live my life just as I did before I realized that we didn't land on the moon.
Yeah.
If I read something that's like no, the government was behind 9/11. What am I going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm a peasant, man.
Well,
just as my father was a peasant.
Exactly. Now you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do with it?
But he's down to the Baja.
I think it was Elon Musk that recently tweeted out the CGI capabilities of when was the moon landing?
69.
Yeah. Yeah, he said the CGI capabilities of 1999, and it showed like those tube green dudes that we had walking around.
Mm-hmm.
They look like a blow up balloon, basically.
Right.
That was 99. He said the CGI capabilities in 99, it looked all goofy.
Yeah, and it was real bad.
And it was like CGI capabilities in 69, and it showed the moon landing. It is, you know, it was like there was no way they could ever fake that back then.
Well, the only it wouldn't be CGI.
True.
What it looks like when you speed up the moon footage of the guys walking around, it kind of looks like just guys jumping around.
Right.
Like when you speed it up, it looks just like normal gravity, normal jumping and
just
stuff.
Just when you slow Trump down 50%, he sounds like he's drunk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
and
that's
you could do
the
a
conspiracy
math-
theory thing against
right.
it.
But you could do a mathematical slowdown that would create the exact replica of Earth's
gravitational
pull. So then you could speed it up just the right amount to show, to make it look exactly like Earth's gravity.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's like that. They take that as like, right. this is proof that we didn't land because you just speed it up.
Right.
And that's now Earth's gravity. Mm. I mean, it's kind of like you look at it and you're like, man, it's a, you know, there's some interesting things when it comes to the moon landing not happening.
Right.
I kind of like some of them. The backdrops, that's a big one. That's a little weird. But like the backdrops are the same in a lot of different shots and stuff, and then the flag is waving.
What, should be yeah, what I'm saying is, oh, there's definitely. Yeah.
I still believe it.
Yeah, there's definitely interstellar wind. What do they call that?
Solar wind?
Solar wind or whatever
on,
that is.
Not on the moon.
Not on the moon?
Not on the moon. That's in that's in outer space.
But I mean,
space.
Some of those things like there's, all, I mean,
there's
it doesn't
no
matter.
Atmosphere.
Exactly. For, yeah. So it'd roll right across it. There's nothing in containing. So if there was anything, it would go right across the earth, the surface versus right. Earth, where we have something containing. So those atmosphere, the what solar winds or whatever would never go across our surface.
I don't know. Pretty tricky. I don't know. It looks like it looks, you know,
right?
Yeah.
You but know, if they yeah. were shooting that in a studio, like they claim, there would be no wind in the studio.
Right. But yeah, I just see. I don't know. I don't know. I
what
don't
I'm
know.
Saying.
And
what I,
don't
I
think
was talking
solar
about the
wind
mathematic
is quite like wind.
What I was talking about, the mathematic, what we would say, if it was mathematically possible, which it is, everything's mathematics, yeah. if it was possible to speed up the video perfectly to make it identical to what it would look like if you're jumping on Earth, they would have had that. They would have had to have that thought in 1969
right.
to speed it up or slow it down, yeah. whichever one, to make it look like, and to the exact amount that is proper to the moon's gravity.
Yeah.
Yes, they could have.
Yeah,
they were NASA back then too.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. Yeah,
they were like
putting,
you know,
people on the moon. First.
You know, if somebody speeds up this video and calls us out on it, we'll just kill them.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Just kill them. It's easy.
But they weren't looking 50 years in distance, no. thinking somebody's going to try. You know.
Yeah. Well, perhaps. You know. My thing is that I am just enough. I'm not exactly a pro government person, but I'm not an anti government person. There's a lot of things that the government does right.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like, if they did fake the lunar landing, you know what, they probably had a good reason.
Yeah,
if they killed JFK, if CIA killed JFK, probably had a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, if 9/11 was a government thing, you know what, maybe they had a good reason. No.
I don't think they had a good reason. Well, to them, maybe
to whoever,
to them,
did
you know
it.
Yeah,
oh, what got us that war over in Iraq.
Yeah, know? I think the most I would concede is 9/11 was on some shady shit.
By the Saudi Arabians.
There was some
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was the Saudi Arabians.
They were all Saudi
Arabians. Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
So we invaded Iraq.
Every single one of them, yeah.
We made big deals with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we gave Saudi Arabia billions, and we invaded
Iraq. The biggest conspiracy theory that you could possibly get out of 9/11, I think, is just like, we knew it was going to happen. We didn't do anything about it. There was some CIA analyst that was pigeonholed in some little office down the basement of Langley, who knew exactly, because that's, it was his life, was studying Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda.
So somebody that listened to him, or?
And he was like, hey, everybody, this is going to happen right here and then. And nobody listened to it. It's like, this is old crazy Rick down there in the basement. Like, right. He says everything all the time.
We stopped paying him 6 months ago.
Yeah,
he keeps
going
to the basement.
Right. He's got literally no life. This is all he has.
No stapler.
And they just didn't take him seriously. So there were people who were aware of it. There were signs that was going to happen.
Something
we just
was
didn't
fumbled.
Take him seriously.
Yeah, something was fumbled. And the argument is, did we fumble it on purpose? Or was it just stupidity?
I really don't think that it's fumbled on purpose. Looking back, think about what has been thwarted.
How do you know?
I don't know. But if you look back at the things that since 9/11, because they started taking every threat seriously then.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've had quite a few different, I don't know, cells. What do you call them? The groups of people.
Little
that
thing
are,
here, little thing
that
there.
That they've stopped. And then they showed us their plans to bomb this or do that or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we've done better since then, but I don't think the government has any interest in taking out trade buildings for the. I mean, remember what it did to us.
Yeah.
The government had no interest in that happening.
United
the us. The stock market fell. It united us. That was nothing. The
government, don't want that.
The government has no interest in that.
Interest, it's just like, okay, so Iraq. That's the main one that people are like, that's why they staged the attack on the towers so that they had a reason to go in and get well, you will.
I think
like,
it
that's
was,
the idea. That's the whole,
I
like,
see.
You know,
I think it was
and
a
then also
reaction.
To, and then also to Patriot Act and control
it did,
us.
It did open the, a lot of that up.
You know,
you're
so
right.
They, but like, you know, that could have also easily been, we got hit with the attack.
Knee-jerk
George
reaction.
Bush
yeah.
is
I mean,
dumb.
Not and the smartest goes, guy that we've ever had yeah. in office.
And Dick Cheney's rubbing his hands together like yeah. a Bond villain, and he's like, well, this is a perfect opportunity now to do this, and yeah. then well, let's get the Patriot Act, we'll monitor everybody, you know?
Go take care of some unfinished business over yeah. in yeah. Iraq.
Yeah. yeah. Go get some of that Bush family oil. I mean, yeah. Iraqi oil.
Take advantage of a tragedy.
Exactly. Now, you know? And that is very possible. I would not go as far as to say that the government didn't see an opportunity and seize it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But whether
that's
they
what we hope
hired and paid like these guys, the
or
then,
even
like, they
purposefully
even say the,
ignored it.
Yeah, there was like
but
phone
you know,
calls.
You would kind of hope your government could take advantage of a bad situation. Yeah. Okay, there were warnings that 9/11 was going to happen. The government didn't heed them, didn't right. take them seriously. Okay, that's fine, understandable. There's all kinds of warnings and things filter up through the military
yeah.
intelligence
probably
establishment
thousands
all the time.
Every day.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
right.
yeah, it seemed like the whole world's going to blow up every day.
exactly.
You know, and they have to filter.
Job.
Yeah, oh,
we worry about hitting a few deadlines. Could you imagine if the world was going to blow up every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to double check and make sure that it wasn't going to.
Every single day you're meant to be like, like running around like every day.
But you know, you want your government to be able to take advantage of a situation, even a bad one. They're like, okay, we just got attacked. All right. Well, it turns out that Al-Qaeda spent a few years over in Afghanistan. They're in a multinational or a multinational terrorist organization. They don't really have their headquarters anywhere, but if anything, they did some training in two places in Florida. That's where they learned how to fly, not land, but at least take off. And we can't attack Florida. They were also in Afghanistan. All right, let's attack there. Well, why are we in Afghanistan? Afghanistan ain't got shit.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't nothing over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what's neighboring to Afghanistan? Yeah. And what would Afghanistan serve as a very convenient military base for an invasion of?
And Saddam Hussein was a world enemy at that point.
What stooge did we put in who's making everybody pissed off?
Yeah, yeah. And that idiot, he's been causing nothing but trouble for over a couple decades.
It's
easy.
A puzzle pieces.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
And we've got this increasingly powerful Iran who has its own nuclear ambitions that shares a huge border with Iraq. What if we could make Iraq a pro-American military power entity?
And it kind of is today, right? Iraq? Iraq is our ally to an extent.
I doubt they're going to do anything that we wouldn't be cool with.
Right.
They're not going to invade Kuwait again.
And they're using us as as something that China and Iran doesn't take over.
Yeah. Also, there's all this surveillance that we want to take advantage of. We have all this technology and surveillance. We could just implement that.
Yeah.
Why don't we just send them iPhones? Send everybody over their iPhones. We can surveil 100% of their life.
Yeah. But if some guy in the government is like, all right, so 9/11 happened, we invade Afghanistan, then we invade Iraq, and we can check Iran. Like in the grand chess game that is geopolitical, negotiations or just shuffling around. That's not. I mean, that probably made sense to a few people.
And people don't think about all that. I mean, let's say that's exactly why it was. People don't think about the fact that Iran, whatever you want to call them, did y'all forget the Iran-Contra controversy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did too, because I just remember the name. Yeah, exactly. But the point is, Iran was a huge, and is currently, but even back then, was a huge naysayer about America.
Yeah.
They're like China. Everything that came out of there, or Russia today, everything that came out of there was positive them, negative us. Yeah.
We were cool with them until 79.
Yep.
They had the revolution. The mullahs take over. You got Ayatollah Khomeini come in, and then kidnap the hostages, and then it just doesn't get much.
And we didn't save them as quick as we could have.
And the Iran-Contra affair. Well, that's a whole. That's where sometimes where the government is like real politics. It's just like where it's just like a. It's just like it doesn't matter what ideologies or what people believe. If we can just somehow get ahead a little bit, we'll do whatever.
Right.
That was a perfect example of how. Yeah, we didn't really care about a lot of things.
I was going to say, instead of sending our enemies iPhones, we send them a little interesting piece, a little interesting bit of something in the mail. Keep doing that for months, and they keep, and it's instructions. They put it together. Then they're in prison. They build them the last piece.
Build their own prison.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They got me.
I was so excited about that last piece.
What is this going to be?
I've read before the French did something like that in Algeria. They would drop little like interesting things, or maybe like a radio and or like a box of guns, you know, and they'd be like, "Oh, whoops, we accidentally dropped it in the revolutionary territory," and then there would be a bomb in it as soon as they opened it up. Bam. To kill them. Yeah, they killed a few leaders of the Algerian like revolutionaries.
Dummies.
They're doing stuff like that.
Nothing good ever. It's too good to be true.
If it's too good to be true, don't open it.
Box of
what's in the box?
Box of super donuts, everybody.
Dude, don't diss the super donuts.
Oh, I would even forget
super donuts.
I would forget my baser instincts for a box of super donuts. Like rush in, start tearing it apart. IED.
Your lieutenant just got killed by one. It's like, well, there's another one over here. I bet that's the good one.
That's the good one.
Yeah, that's the good one.
Yeah, if I could just remove it carefully.
Yeah, boom.
Oh, it's not even microwaved.
It's frozen.
We've got some. There's the Gulf of Tonkin or whatever, right? That got us into Vietnam. Yeah, that was like a lie staged. Got us into Vietnam. So people are like, you know, World Trade Center. Lies. The interesting thing about the World Trade Center, there was that one documentary about the whole 9/11 thing, and there was that, like, he wasn't a marshal. I don't remember what he was. Some high-ranking dude who was guarding or escorting away the original terrorists in the 90s, was it, who set off the car bomb?
Yeah, in the World Trade Center.
In the World Trade Center.
93.
And, he was like, you didn't get us this time. And the terrorist was like, we will.
Mm.
We will.
Yeah.
We will get those towers.
I think that was KSM. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Sheikh Mohammed, something like that.
Was he actually captured?
He's in prison right now.
Yeah. He told that dude, whoever, CIA dude, who was that guy? I don't remember. But he's like, you know, famous because of all this now. And he was like, they said, we'll get him.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Just wait.
And within 10 years, within a decade.
Well, that was, like,
or
you
Mohammed
said.
Atta. Maybe that was one of those.
That had been there. Yeah.
Atta, what?
I don't know.
Atta is dead.
He's dead. I don't know.
Well, he's the one who flew the plane. He's the one, right? With the box cutter.
I used to know this stuff. And
yeah, Muhammad Atta was a hijacker.
It was KSM I'm thinking of.
And then they...
KSI?
But then they find his passport or something. They found his passport like in the wreckage. Like in the rubble, rather. Mm. Not the. There was no wreckage. They found dude's passport and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. All I'm saying is stop fucking yelling about it and thinking about it, because nobody cares.
Exactly.
It's not going to change anything. And just like when it comes to conspiracy theories, and you know, you're all sheep, man. I'd rather be a sheep. I'd rather, like, because what, like Patrick said earlier, what do I do with the information? I don't care. I'd rather not know.
You should probably storm the White House with it, actually. That went really well for the last guy.
Yeah, for sure.
22 years. Is that what
for
he got?
Sure. Yeah, down yesterday? With Mike Pence and his pedophile
exactly.
ring.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Muhammad Atta, he died in 9/11 attacks.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me.
Allegedly. I'll just go ahead and prove him guilty.
They didn't find his teeth. All the ones, though. But back in the day, the big ones are coming out, like, you know, jet fuel, or like, how did it burn? Where was the burning coming from? Like,
what?
Forgetting that. Like, all the burning, like the steel beams of the... Of the towers.
Yeah.
Like, how would they melt?
I mean,
it's like jet fuel.
Yeah.
Burns pretty hot.
It burns pretty freaking, like, especially when you have, 40,000 gallons of it?
And
it's a lot of fuel, you know?
The towers, they were, you know, equipped with, like, gas or propane or, I mean, I imagine some sort of
things in it that would also ignite.
Explode,
and,
And it just had an airplane smash into
it.
That
so
part.
It's probably a little structurally weakened.
And it lasted quite a while, comparatively speaking. Mm. Now, we realize now that that's why they were doing what they're doing, because they knew it would bring them down.
So the main idea there, if you listen to Willie Nelson, dummy, shut up. Play your guitar and sing.
Smoke some weed, bro.
Shut up.
Smoke some more weed.
Sativa. I remember this sound clip. He was like, I was in Vegas and I watched a controlled demolition. I said, when I watched the 9/11, I said, you know what? It looks just like that. It's like,
well, they had been studying for 2 decades like on how to bring them down.
And then so the idea there is that our government had, you know, AC repairmen, but actually they were secret agents
spraying
going in, drilling thermite paint.
Yeah.
We know that one. Or then also drilling and setting, I mean, rigging a tower of that size to explode.
Can we get the former senator on real quick?
Yeah, I was governor.
Governor.
Not one person at 20 yeah. years has come out and was like, I was that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They hired me before to go do death, that.
Come on. Killed them all.
Before their deathbed.
Yeah. They were all criminals, actually, and that was their path to freedom, and now they're living in, you know, somewhere protected.
That's why they practice waterboarding.
Yeah.
Not one of them's been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and like, you know, I've got 2 weeks to live.
No.
Here's my tell-all.
They're on Epstein's Island.
They're all on Epstein's Island. Ooh. And then they...
How many virgins?
Yeah. And as you have somebody working, sitting there in the World Trade Center at their desk,
yeah,
and they're hearing drilling and like drywall dust is falling down onto there and they just sweep it off. Nobody says nothing.
Nothing happened.
The whole time. Have you ever been in an office building under construction? It's loud.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a ridiculous theory that they rigged that place to explode. So it went boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked like that when it went. That's what it looked like.
That's
you
how
know,
it fell
expert.
Out.
You mentioned Gulf of Tonkin. It's like, well, Gulf of Tonkin, obviously the government was behind 9/11. Yep. The government didn't kill any Americans during Gulf of Tonkin. It was just like, it was like an attack that really didn't happen.
Right.
You know, a reason to start a war that maybe wasn't as much of a reason as we initially said. That's a long ways from killing 3,000 Americans.
Yeah.
Instigating a couple of more wars halfway across the world, you know. Another one that I've been seeing, I saw it pop up recently, is the idea. It's just like the further back you go, I guess the easier it is to make a conspiracy out of something or to like be like, I don't know. Maybe what that is true is that the British attacked Pearl Harbor, that it wasn't the Japanese. Yep, there's a big following that it was the British people, that it was the British Navy that attacked. Yeah, because they knew if they just painted some red dots on their planes and attacked Pearl Harbor, that we'd get into the war.
India? They had to come from India,
Australia, maybe.
Australia, sure. Because the Royal Navy would have had to sail
all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, their ships are getting sunk left and right over in Atlantic. Yeah. Like, but they got enough to send over to Pearl Harbor to go attack
them. Screw with these guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get. Oh, is the idea that they would get into the
and
war
help them.
That
yeah.
and help them? So they, yeah,
yeah.
Shut up, dude. Yeah, it is. You go further back. Yeah,
still a bunch of U-boats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like the whole flat Earth thing again. That nobody's believed really in a flat. No, like no person like raising. You know, in the modern world society. I get if it's some tribesman in South America in the Amazonian forest doesn't believe that the world's round.
Yeah.
I can get
in
that.
A fishbowl.
But if anybody like that's gone through school like Western society or whatever.
But that's just the government teaching you all that.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, nobody's believed in a flat Earth in like 2,500 years.
Except that one dude who was like, I'm going to build a rocket. He built a... He literally built a rocket like Wile E. Coyote, like a big
strapped
crate.
It to his back.
Yep. Yeah, a big crate was dropped off that said Acme on the side. Mm-hmm. He pried it open. It was a rocket. He went way up and died on the way down.
Okay.
And I wonder to see how curved the horizon would look. That was his theory. And I wonder, I really hope
his last
that when
thoughts.
His last thoughts were like, damn, it is round. And then
all the oxygen
up,
gone.
Fiery. Yeah. I was wrong.
Poof.
Yeah. And then it shows him in the next scene. He's all got bandages
Over
him.
Yeah.
He's now painting a fake, you know, railway tunnel on a wall. Hoping.
Oh, my goodness.
These people, man. Conspiracy theorists. I like Bigfoot. I like aliens. Bigfoot conspiracy.
I enjoy conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
They're fun.
No, I take that back. I enjoy conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not the theorists.
The theorists have dedicated their lives to this crap.
To ruining yours. Theory, it's a lot of fun. It's to look into it, think about it a little bit.
See
then,
multiple coincidences.
Yeah,
that line
up. Absolutely. Yeah. Multiple coincidences. And then as soon as the facts or reality kind of get in the way, then it's you realize,
Just throw the facts our fun. To the side.
Yeah. Here's if you're done, if you're out there and you're sick of conspiracy theorists and arguing with them.
Yeah.
Here's fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That's a new. Yep, that's a good true. One. Fair enough. Fair enough, man. You know, and then that gets you out of the whole conversation. It's like, all right, so you want to smoke another bowl?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's hilarious.
Fair enough.
I made a huge mistake getting on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting on podcasts, okay, so I had this guy message me out of nowhere. He was has this podcast boosting, blah blah blah, but he was talking about getting me on a podcast interview, you know, for a podcast. I was like, oh, that'd be cool. You know, he's like, y'all been doing a podcast for a while, blah blah blah. It's like, cool, yeah, why not? He's like, the whole crew. He's like, yeah, eventually. I was like, cool. And then he sent me this link. I was like, oh, what's the link about? He's like, I was like, all right, now I'm getting scammed. I fell deeper in any scam than I've ever fallen in the past.
Yeah.
But no, he's like, yeah, this link, but I've got this new deal where we try to get podcasters to be guests of other podcasts.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So I clicked it, link. Sure enough, what he told me was true. So I did the little sign-up thing or whatever. And then, like, the next day, obviously, algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I started seeing the advertisement for it. And I was, when I saw it and it was just sent to me, I thought, oh, this is cool. You know, I mean, I could be a guest in other podcasts, talk about our podcast, you know, that type of thing. Then I saw the link, or then I saw the advertisement on Facebook or wherever, Instagram, I think it was. I was like, this is crap. I got swindled. Now, everybody can do it.
Oh,
it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's not just a select few, anybody.
Yeah. People who have been doing this for more than 2 years, say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares about what they got to say?
Yeah.
No.
So what was it? Were you going to get on, WTF or Joe Rogan or something like that?
That was the attempt. We're going to see. Actually, you know what?
Pay only $100,000.
Exactly, yeah.
And you get on. But then again, if I had $100,000 to get on Joe Rogan, worth it. If you get on Joe Rogan,
you're paying less than $1 per person to watch.
Yeah.
Pretty much you pay $100,000.
If you get on Joe Rogan, you will be rich. Like you will be a famous rich person. If you can sell yourself
at that point. Yeah.
If you have a book or a show or a thing that he has the slightest interest in and gets you on, there is life before being on the JRE and life after being on the JRE. There's not a single person on there who will disagree.
I agree.
Every single comedians.
Ooh, that reminds me.
Well, I like this one comedian. Joe was just like I'm going to have him on.
But yeah, explode. Yeah, that makes sense.
Unbelievable.
That reminds me. We talked about my favorite fighter retiring last episode.
Korean Zombie?
No.
Who's your favorite?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're...
Thomas Schoaf.
Sure.
Yeah, the bare-knuckle fighter.
Right.
Anyway, he...
Sorry. Korean Zombie?
Yeah, similar, yeah, different.
If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then it's like just really weird.
Yeah, sounds like you had some sort of... never mind.
Yeah.
But no, it would be... He was on a podcast the other day, and I was like, hey, we were talking about doing a little mixed martial arts podcast talk. He'd be a great guy to interview. So anyway,
all right, confront me live on air about it.
Yeah, you can cut it out.
No, okay.
Live on air.
Right? Live on air.
This guy.
I hope not.
He's been doing radio too long.
Yeah. Speaking of scams, Starfield releases today.
The hell is that?
Oh yeah.
It's a very anticipated video game. Now we're not a video game podcast. We talk about DayZ every now and then, but.
A man's Star- game.
And
a
we made fun game. Of Smash Punk 2028.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. Was it? Daft Punk 2092.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. And then, so...
easy on that Daft Steam Punk.
Yeah. Steampunk 4282.
4391.
Yeah.
And, we should talk about video games a little more often. Not about the games itself, because I don't really want to spend too much time talking about Starfield, because I ain't played it. But new video games stink.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on the show before, on the radio show, all three of us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But never, I don't think ever on this podcast talked about like video games that much, except for Oregon Trail. A great episode.
Oh, man.
Oregon Trail.
What a great game.
What a great game.
We could have a whole podcast
on Oregon
Trail. Don't forget Lotus.
Yeah. Lotus?
It was
also, you brought that up.
Yeah. It was also a DOS racing game.
Yeah.
It was either Oregon Trail or Lotus for us.
Oregon Trail. A game that could run on your watch better than all of the AAA ridiculous titles that are getting released today. Now, Call of Duty and whatnot, you know what you say. It's Call of Duty. So that's fine.
And I play
it. I have no problem with that.
I play it regularly with my son, Jackson, who's still in the house. And we are a few days out of having gotten our last win, and we're feeling pretty puny right now. I'm feeling like some chumps.
Man. Yeah, there's like a dark atmosphere in the house.
Because I'm like, bro, you know? And he's like, bro, you know what I mean?
Snapping at each other just in regular.
It's like, you're grounded. If we don't get a win this round, you're grounded. I'm taking the truck keys. Yeah.
Is he better than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
of course, he's younger.
Yeah. He's me, but a younger version. Like, younger eyes.
I figured your generation and our generation would be the ones that like, dude, I'm gonna whoop Miles' ass forever in video games. Up like, there's no way you'd be better than me.
Up until 3 years ago, two or three years ago, I was significantly better. And that's, it's very similar. I mean, the other children don't really play, I don't think, as much nowadays. But
well, they're into beauty and being cool.
Yeah, they gotta like look pretty for girls.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Stuff, so.
Yeah. That primping ruins any video game ambitions. You
That's true. That's true. And then you get a girl and you go back. But
not saying Jackson isn't pretty, but he's a video gamer.
Yeah, he's a gamer. Yeah, yeah, and all the kids have been when they were at home.
You know,
that was kind of one of the things we did.
Yeah, you fall off. You rediscover video games later in your adult life.
Absolutely.
You go I went a few years, I remember, without video games, and I was like, oh, shit, you know,
I went
like,
from Nintendo 64 to Xbox 360.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was my gap.
You missed all of Dreamcast.
Yeah. Well, I played a Dreamcast.
Better than real life.
Yeah, I played a Dreamcast, but my friend had one, but I only played it like three times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't
a novelty.
Yeah.
Like, I remember just being high, discovering video games again. Like, oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Now, when the kids were like, when the twins were now 23, when they were like 10, the Nintendo came out with all of the original Nintendo games in one console.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like the old wooden console.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
We bought that for on one Christmas. I was like, now this is what your dad was playing back when I was your age, you know?
I plan on keeping Miles as much as I can.
Did you have to walk uphill both ways to play that video
absolutely.
Game?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Barefooted in the snow?
You had to do chores just to get the plug in for it.
I had to masturbate the donkey before I could.
Oh gosh.
This
is such a big topic.
We called it Milk the Donkey. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm only going to broach this real quick because I've been in this position before you, but we're raising a gigantic topic here.
With no time.
With like 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I got time, dude. I
also got gigantic time. Yeah. We got to get into it next round.
No, well, we at least got to talk about Starfield releasing today.
Okay. Okay, give me the premise of the. I've heard nothing about this. And I'm on
Skyrim in space.
You ever play Skyrim? Okay.
Yeah, I played it. It was too big, too open world for me.
Right.
Oh, well.
I needed some direction. I needed
some direction.
Get ready
to be narrowed down because we're now going to space. One little map.
Yeah, exactly. Too much for me.
How about 1,000 planets?
Yeah. I need a dark cloud looming over you, narrowing down your space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before the end.
Right.
And then try to kill
your
everyone.
Zone.
Yeah. I need your zone. Because if I can just run around all over the place, back to GTA 5, it is for me. Because I want to run my cocaine plant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you like that about DayZ, though, right? Is that there was, it was very expansive. You know, you could... You know, there is something about that game where you might run around for an hour, nothing happens, and then you see a dude cross the street right in front of you, and
your heart,
you have a heart attack.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, and I love that about it. But if I'm not playing with you gentlemen, I'm at those high pop servers where it's really like
PvP,
NWAF ones where they kind of, now you can venture off, but all the action's usually happening right there.
I play the DayZ servers where it's like when I find a couple sticks, I'm like, oh yeah.
Nice. See,
like, now I don't have to risk cutting my hands.
Yeah, no.
Like, because I have one bandage.
That's the games I like.
I have to play where I don't worry about the food.
Right.
I have to be able to get a couple of beans in me or a couple of soda pops, and the food goes green and really doesn't go back to yellow.
Yeah,
That's because I want to get guns and shoot at people.
Right.
Yeah, that's the game for me, though, is looking for that Pepsi can.
Yeah, the Pepsi.
Or a little Spite.
Yeah, Spite. I love Spite.
A little Mad Dog somewhere, you know, or Mad Monk.
Mad Monk.
Boss.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I suck at the PvP in that game. I just... I just suck.
Dude, I destroy. Yeah, I destroy on that game.
Me too. I feel like I do too.
Yeah.
I've got more. I've got. I don't know. Do they even keep this, the track of the kill-death ratio on this thing?
No, I wish. I wish.
There's got to keep it somewhere, right?
No, I'm kind of glad.
Somewhere, yeah. You have a guy. Got to have a KD rate. Yeah. Which mine would be ridiculous because how many times do we die? You might die 10 times just to get to a certain location.
That's
true. Randomly.
I played this game like 5 years now. Yeah. And I've put as many hours into that game as I have any others. I think I've killed like 8 people. And I can remember each person that I've ever killed in that game.
Kept their shoes.
Yeah.
Tokens.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember, I used to run an entire radio show on DayZ back in the day.
NWAF Live.
NWAF Live.
Oh my goodness, yes. I forgot about that.
I would
that.
Go up to the top of the Air Force Base, the Air Traffic Control Tower.
ATC.
Which had a broadcast booth area.
Yes, yeah.
And I'd make sure first that I got a battery from down below. Yeah.
I was in a lobby once with you doing that. I'm pretty sure I killed you.
Yeah, probably.
Like I sniped you.
Tyler was like,
hey, wait. Yeah. Like, I think cut off.
I think you sent a text message. Tyler's like, we're going to shoot this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're going to get him.
So the first 10 episodes of that show, everybody was like, oh, I wanted to play along. So I was like,
be interviewed and stuff.
Yeah, I was interviewed. So where are you from? I'd interview them as they come up. I would first gather an army of guys that would protect me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because they would tell me, oh, they're coming up, you know, and then we'd have to fight for a little bit. And then, and then all the rush was down. So I'd go back to broadcasting. But I'd interview them, and then I would make them run around the outside.
Get naked.
Get naked.
Yeah, and run circles around the ATC on the outside and just see how long.
How many rounds can you make before you die?
The premise of that was the game was it was like a small portion of this big map, a small portion. This particular server would force everybody into a small little portion, and there was a air traffic control tower that you could get to the top of
at an Air Force base.
At an Air Force base, and at the top of that air traffic control tower, there was an intercom system.
Yeah.
That you could put a battery into the intercom system, and now everybody on the map hears you.
A car battery. This is massive.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
So everybody can hear you. So then Jay would then be at the top of the ATC.
With a whole crew of enforcers keeping people. Because
geared dudes.
Geared up dudes. So at first, the idea, the fun... The masses enjoyed playing the game at first because I would then say, snipers out there listening, get set up because a new guy's going to run around.
Oh, my God.
Whoever gets him
wins. He's like Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Whoever gets him wins 2 tickets to the Luke Combs concert.
So, and then we did that for probably a good 8 to 10 whole days. I would host this show at the same time every day. And so then, or try to around the same day, same time. And then, so then it became more people wanted to be the storm, the air traffic controller, and try to
the
stop
griefers.
The broadcast versus play along.
Yeah.
So
you get ganged on.
Yeah, it very quickly become they would wipe me out, wipe our crew out, and then of course then it was up to me to get back up there and do it again. So I would get back up there, and the idea was all these people, we had now had like 5 or 6 crews at any given point trying to storm the castle, if you will, and take over the broadcast.
ATC Live.
That was it. This is a legend. This
is
Jay's passion. For radio.
Just do it. Just doing live shows.
He turns his video games into a show.
I would rather do a live show than at one point we did this live on Twitch, if y'all remember that.
Yeah,
I would absolutely rather do a live show 1,000% than a recorded show, because you get away with your mishaps much better.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you're live, who cares?
Exactly.
There is something. I've been in a shooting contest or two before in my past, and I don't consider myself a good shot, but when I go to a shooting competition and shoot, dude, I do so much better.
Mm. Maybe that's
there is something about the pressure that hones you.
There's no room to fail.
Exactly. I think we all perform better under pressure versus 100%. Given the room to work. You know what I mean?
If you ask me to rap just among friends in a garage, I'm more likely to mess up than if I'm like... going to be on stage doing it, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That means we perform in extreme circumstances better than we do in relaxed, which I think that puts us in a lesser percentage.
Right.
It's the crunch. When you can meet
the crunch time,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can meet the crunch.
Well, I want to talk about Starfield.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Who cares?
New game. Those? Yeah, who cares?
Seriously, I don't know. Though,
it's releasing
tell me
today.
About it. Okay.
Nah, there's a lot. There is a lot to say there.
Yeah. Yeah, I quickly wanted to just give you the backstory. So it's from the same company that did Skyrim.
Okay. Most Skyrim and
Fallout.
Most anticipated game since GTA 5.
Gotta be.
Dang.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
I might check
in
it out.
In development for 10 years.
Is it on Game Pass?
It'll be on Game Pass.
Awesome.
And,
I'll
you
try
have
it
the,
out
and
today.
You have the new Xbox.
Yes.
It releases today. It released this morning. So you can go.
I'm gonna play it today.
Oh, you're gonna hate it.
Is Am
the,
I?
Yeah, especially I know your game style. You're gonna hate this game.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not even saying it's a bad game. I just know if you don't like Skyrim, which fuck you gonna like Skyrim in space?
I enjoyed Skyrim. Okay. What was that space video game? Mass Effect.
Mass Effect was good.
I enjoyed Mass Effect.
You might like it then.
Okay.
Because Mass Effect is good as hell.
Yeah, Mass Effect was awesome. Mass Effect 2 was legit. Was it Mass Effect 2?
Mass Effect 2 was pretty good.
Number
but it,
3 was amazing.
Nah. Was it?
Mass Effect 2 was the beginning of the end.
I don't remember which one it was. I didn't get it on the first one, though.
Yeah.
So one of the ones I played on was awesome.
I played the first one. I bought that MF-er the day it released. Mass Effect 1. You haven't played that one.
No, I've only played the third. I loved it.
Mass Effect 1 is the shit.
Okay.
Mass Effect 3... can suck nuts, bro. Mass Effect 3 sucks cock by choice.
It's an incel.
No.
And we're cool with
it's
that.
Cool. Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean,
I'm fine.
Yeah,
of course.
Do your thing. Do you
So
boo.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
No, so Starfield, it's been in development for like 10 some odd years. People have been talking about it, especially for the past like 3 years. Been saying new articles, rumors and all this about.
One of the biggest gaming companies, Bethesda, of all time. This is the first new universe that they have created in a quarter century.
Ever. Dang. Since they created Elder Scrolls, I'm pretty sure.
I guess so, yeah.
They did a Pirates of the Caribbean, but they didn't create that. They took over Fallout. That was created
Pirates of the Caribbean Online?
No, not that one.
That was legit.
I played that
with the kids.
Yeah,
I loved that.
Not that one.
Okay, and you took over pirate ships and battled people?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, sorry.
Not that one.
Okay.
I don't think they've created a new universe since Elder Scrolls. Because they did Terminator. They did a Terminator game in the 90s. That stunk. Mm. They did hockey. They did a hockey game.
Well, they did Dissonered.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. So that's a little newer then. So.
Oh, sure.
I'm picturing a mechanical face with the eye. Okay,
yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
So it's a new thing, and they've been wanting to release it for forever, and blah, 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 and it got pushed back a year and all this. And then in the interim of it getting pushed back, Microsoft buys Bethesda. So now Microsoft owns it, so now it's like,
so
all
it's right, got to go through another process. Yeah.
They've got Todd's frickin' wife in the cellar beating her as he's working on trying to get this game out as quick as possible.
That's
Todd Howard. Yeah.
The lead
developer.
Yeah, the brain behind so many of their products.
Yeah, and they got his wife frickin' Microsoft got his wife getting beaten in the basement that he releases this. As soon as you release this game, maybe we'll release it to you.
You got to do it September, traditional. I mean, that's like, if you're planning for Christmas sales, you got to announce it in just September. Because all this hype, this buildup. There's going to be so many people who are buying brand new Xboxes. I almost literally on Saturday or Sunday, one of those days of this
the
long
type
weekend.
Game you buy a console
you
for.
Buy a, wow. Yeah, it's yeah. A it's a launch game.
Definitely
what they call that.
Exactly like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then so each one of their games previously, all the big ones, they released to a AAA, 9 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10, sometimes 10 out of 10. Well, release pre-release, if you paid extra money, you could have gotten it on the first.
Like $250.
Yeah.
You could get it 5 days earlier.
Five days earlier. Yeah. That's or you could just download it on Game Pass.
You get extra skin.
You have Game Pass. Yeah, you get extra skins. Or if you have Game Pass, it's free today.
Today.
Done.
Yeah.
I'll take free all day.
Free all day. Do y'all need game share? Anybody need game share?
Yeah.
If $50 a day of early access sounds like a good deal to you, then you might have bought it five days ago.
For sure. Well, released to a 7 out of 10 from IGN.
Ooh, that's rough.
If you've been in development for 10 years, the most hyped, anticipated game ever, and it comes out at a 7 out of 10, and people are blaming.
You offload money all the time to places like outlets like IGN and Game Rant and all those places.
People are saying that IGN is giving it because they have like a vendetta or like, I don't know what, they're basically saying that 7 out of 10 is a conspiracy theory. Listen, nobody takes more money from game development studios than IGN. How does it feel when you're reading the review of a game and the banner ad
is, IGN.
Is that game?
Yeah. Mm.
You're reading. How good is Game of Gear 6 shit? And then you look at the top and there's an ad on their website for that game.
That's bad.
What are the chances they're going to give it? You know, IGN, this game stinks so hard.
Yeah.
IGN gave it a pity 7 out of 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're buying ads. So it's going to be worse than Neopunk 2082.
It's a worse release than Cyberpunk. Yeah, yeah, wow. 2085.
I mean, and to Tyler's point real quick, I can't stand Kias. I have no interest in Kias whatsoever. But guess what? The car brand, yeah. But if they buy an ad on the radio station, you better believe Kia.
Oh, yeah.
The Sonata, best car ever made.
Yeah,
great point. I mean, yeah.
GameSpot also did a 7 out of 10, which is older than IGN.
They just bought a bunch of advertising, and I'm like, yeah, the Kia Sonata. I give it like 7 out of 10.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess if you don't have money for anything else, go ahead and get it. I mean, it's not going to meet any of your expectations, but whatever. Hype, there it is.
For the hype and amount of time it took to develop it, anything less than a 9.5 might as well be one.
Might as well slap in the face.
Yeah. Even a 9 out of 10 would be like, really?
Yeah.
From a studio like that?
But 7.5, 7.7 is what it seems like the amalgamation is.
Yeah.
If not closer even to 7.
Some of the user scores are higher, like Steam released today. It released on Steam and it was like, it says very positive. That's how they give it. They go overwhelmingly positive to very positive to positive to mixed.
That's the initial excitement. It's a bunch of freaking people that just they played it 5 minutes and were like, wow, look how beautiful the graphics are. 9 out of 10.
Watch the intro movie.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. This game, so everybody's saying, including the IGN review and everybody who's played it, that like even if you gave the game a 10 out of 10, they will tell you this. Well, Jay, if you really want to love this game, the first 12 hours is a little... And Jay's eyes just open wide. You don't get to fully enjoy the things that the game has to offer until 12 hours in. I'm not sure if you've ever played Assassin's Creed 3.
I loved
Assassin's Creed 3.
I loved most of the Assassin's Creeds, though. Just the mechanics, the way you move.
I love that, too.
I love that.
But the first 6 hours,
you
don't even play as the guy that you play the rest of the game.
You like creep around and,
you play as your dad. It's not until 6 hours in that you're the kid now. Like grown, you're not even grown up yet.
I didn't play all that.
All the weapons and skills and stuff that you might have learned, they're gone. You got to redo it all.
That game's stupid for that. I will never replay or pop in Assassin's Creed 3 because the intro is so atrocious.
And that's different from DayZ, where there's a huge learning curve. That's going to take you a while to pick it up, unless you get somebody like you guys did for me. You kind of taught me a lot of the intricacies. That helps for sure.
But,
but that's learning the entire time.
Yes.
The world is at your fingertips the moment you start DayZ.
Exactly.
You could have jumped in and been like, wow, there's a sledgehammer right here. And then a guy turned a corner that had an M4 and a sniper rifle and a bulletproof vest.
Yep.
He could have turned the corner too soon and you just popped him in the head with a sledgehammer. And now all that stuff's yours.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just got the end game.
Yeah.
And your first time ever playing it.
This is a common theme.
You don't know how to load the shit.
But yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is a common theme. 12 hours is the lowest estimate I've heard. I've heard as far as like 16.
That's ridiculous. I will lose interest in 4.
If I don't have enjoyment in the game,
generous.
For 30 minutes?
30 minutes, you're right. That's true.
If it's past a 30-minute intro, I'm getting what the hell?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like Red Dead Redemption, honestly.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's where I was going.
I have tried twice hard to really get into that game.
The first one or second one?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, 2.
Okay, amazing game.
Amazing.
Really is. But the intro...
It's garbage.
It's like the first 4 chapters, you don't...
It's like I already played 1. I don't want to hear all this shit.
Yeah, I know. Just put me in the world. GTA 5, honestly. You know, if you're doing the main game.
I don't like all that.
Like, you have to play for hours before you Trevor. Like, there's a while before you have, like, the whole...
All 4 of the guys. All 2 or 3 of the guys.
I don't care about Michael's family. I don't care about
I do enjoy the drug deals gone wrong. I get to shoot people up.
Yeah.
I get that.
Let's just get to that.
Exactly.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
GTA 3 opens up the whole world. But then you have, like, unlockable areas. That's different. All I'm saying is modern gaming just stinks now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things about Starfield is you're spending the entire time in your damn inventory. moving shit over, and it's a bad inventory system. Like, no, that's quick wheel. I've not seen a single person say anything positive about the inventory and menu
without
system.
The quick wheel. DayZ's inventory would be pretty garbage.
Oh yeah,
you know
oh,
what I mean.
Man. It just depends on PC.
Oh, it's easier.
Oh, it's so nice.
I've seen them. PC. I watched the watch the shows. Because
you drag and drop, and you have a grid system. Yeah. And it's a lot. It's just like fun. I love managing. I love managing my inventory in DayZ on PC.
Reminds me of Mojang.
Yes, just like that. You gotta,
yeah.
I was thinking of Resident Evil back in the day when you had like a briefcase.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you had to fit things in there. Just a
shotgun in the briefcase.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a sawed off.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't know. Freaking start.
You talk way past your.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I don't know.
Well, Tyler's getting the game today.
Yeah.
So let's come back. Let's revisit this topic. Yeah, because I am interested.
Is it like co-op playable at all?
No, it's completely single player.
It's garbage, too.
No online.
I mean,
if you don't blow shit up with your friends, it's a shitty game to Jay Lindley, and I like that. I appreciate that.
Seriously, because you ain't gonna catch homeboy over here playing by himself.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'll play with my boys. I'll play with my sons.
Yeah.
Also my boys. You know, I'll play with my boys, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll play with the wife.
Yeah.
The wife occasionally will join me.
Yeah.
But
the moment you're playing some single player game, like, you might as well be masturbating.
It's like doing meth. It's like doing meth by yourself. Why the hell?
Right.
I bought a DayZ server. This is a game that's 100% online, multiplayer oriented.
Yes, that was fun.
I bought a DayZ server and waited a month before I told you guys that I had it.
Yeah. No, it was yours that was fun.
I'm a single player. Oh, mine was.
It was his that was fun. I tried to get on yours and you never gave me the right code. No, I'm kidding.
Oh really?
I'm joking.
See, I don't play that anymore. I cannot play DayZ unless there's a full lobby. That I need that to play.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten very good. There's
I'm
nothing
scared.
More
Someone's
fun.
Someone's going to shoot me and take my can of beans.
Yeah. Otherwise, what a boring piece of crap game. If nobody's going to shoot you.
I played DayZ for the first time like yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw you jump on, so I jumped on. But you ended up being watching TV or something on there or whatever. YouTube.
Yeah,
I don't know what your
wife.
Yeah. But I saw it, so I jumped on DayZ. And I was like, I'm gonna do something. I know there's a new spark plug for diesel engines now.
Yeah. It's the glow plug.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, what the French?
Yeah.
I picked up
they
spark plug.
I found crazy. Both Humvees because there's only two that spawn in a server on a modified server,
right?
Of DayZ, there's only two Humvees that spawn. I found both of them many a days before I found my first glow plug to stick in one.
Really? Well, I found the glow plug like third thing I found.
Yeah,
so it was fun. No Humvee though. I haven't really played since they introduced the crossbows, and they got crossbows in there now. And I picked up my first crossbow, so not yesterday, the day before I was playing, and I just went on a freaking tear. With the crossbow, so good.
Nice.
Like, I killed at least seven people maybe in this one little town that you start off in. Yeah, it's like, it's the only town in the north of this particular map. Because I don't play on the original map, I play on this one. And it's very small, and there's one big town at the top. Like, you're liable if you gotta get in and get out. That's the point of that.
Gotcha.
The longer you stay around, the more likely you're gonna get killed. And I just made my way through the town, killed at least five, almost seven. And the coolest thing is when you pop somebody with the crossbow, it's like right in the head, right? And they fall down, and you can go up. You don't even have to pick up the bolt and then reload it. You just have this option. You just click once and it loads that bolt.
That's
straight
cool.
out of their skull.
Straight out of their skull, back into the thing.
That's awesome. And
so you might have killed 5 to 7 people with the same
bolt. Yeah. Yeah. And you that's can make awesome. Your own bolts with just a knife and sticks. So I was just, dude, I stacked
loaded.
Like 10 bolts when I found this thing, pristine condition. You could put a red dot sight on it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
It's the silent, crossbow, too.
Oh, it's completely silent.
That's awesome.
And it kills most zombies, a chest and up, in one hit. Wow, man, we're nerding out on this podcast about this shit. This should be over a cigarette or something. But anyway, went
That's
on
good.
A tear. Anyway,
That's good stuff.
Starfield, we'll find out. We'll find out. Not enough time today. I got to go I got to go raise my child.
Rear your child.
Yeah, I got to rear him.
One day, 17 years from now, you may be playing Starfield 13 with him.
Yeah, Starfield 13.
Actually, that long, if you use GTA 5.
Yeah, it'd be Starfield
2. Yeah, I was going to say, if you use GTA 5 as an example.
Oh, this is the good one.
Will they make another GTA, or will they just continue to make
they're working
build on it?
Are they? From what I understand, they're working on the GTA 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard.
I've heard rumors, or I've heard like a theory that they're going to actually do Red Dead 3 and then do GTA 6, and then like, what are you even? What are you looking at after that?
Yeah, for the next decade, that's all you're doing. Yeah,
yeah. In the 2030s or 40s, we'll be finding out what GTA.
What Rockstar is doing again. Next. Yep.
And that shout out to Rockstar. That's
the greatest. Are they the greatest?
I think okay, GTA cool. 5 has probably got to be the best game ever made.
Probably.
I haven't even played it that much, but I know that. I mean, the best video game soundtrack that I've ever heard.
Oh, totally. And multiple soundtracks.
Yeah.
You can go around the wheel of soundtracks.
Yeah. And just give it a shout out to Red Dead or Rockstar, for making games. They're not worried about coming out with the next one every year.
Yeah.
We're going to take 5-10 years to make a new one.
But next month, we will give you some more in-game purchases you can make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do a lot of that, and they'll release it over and over again. Yeah.
But you still got to pay those people.
That's
you
true.
You still got to pay the developers.
Yeah. Rockstar and Bethesda take the same amount of time to make their games, but they're complete. I saw one reviewer say this is a very polished Bethesda game, very polished, but a polished Bethesda game would be dog shit
to
a Rockstar
game. Yeah, I agree.
Like they'll never achieve that level of like realism, polish, and detail.
Yeah. Rockstar puts out the template and then gives you purchasable games throughout that template, whereas Bethesda tries to set you a new template every year.
Oh, and the thing is that Bethesda did, the thing about Starfield is that the engine it was written in was made in 2006.
No way.
Yeah, ancient.
It's ancient.
Since Oblivion, right? And,
yeah.
And you know, there's talk about a second
DayZ. Which was a great game, by the way. Oh, yeah, Oblivion, Sony released originally only, right?
Mm-mm. No, that was Bethesda. That was
PC first, and then the consoles came after.
I meant console related. Sony was it was only on Sony.
No, it was a what do you call it? A day one release for Xbox or whatever. Because my dad bought his
360. Huh?
My dad bought a 360 with the week it came out, and he brought me with it.
A launch title.
I think it was a launch title. That's what they call it. Yeah. It was on all of it though.
What was the one where you shoot electric out of your hands, and it was a Sony release only? It sounded similar to Oblivion. I'm thinking.
Mm. Final Fantasy or something?
No. It was an open world game.
Okay.
And look for Bohemia Interactive, which does DayZ. From what I understand, they're in the works of making a DayZ 2. You know, which I mean, if you play DayZ, it's got some archaic elements to it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Try getting inside a vehicle, like a car that's it's a driver's doors closed already. You got to press like 6 buttons before the engine is started. You know, so there's a DayZ 2 from what I understand under development, but the big hinge is they want a whole brand new engine to go with it. And you know what? I appreciate that. Take your time coming out with the second one until you can develop a new game engine to run this thing off.
Wouldn't that be Day A?
Yeah, they need to change the name, though, to something else.
Because everyone's just like DayZ.
DayZ.
Yeah, DayZ.
Not even
DayZ.
I hate that flower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell your friend, like, oh, this is an awesome game, dude. You know, this is what's called DayZ.
Yeah.
Frag it. Right. That one's staying in. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
I'll leave that one at the end.
It's been fun.
Woke people won't listen all the way through the end.
So. I love it.
All right. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, they're going to be like, they're going to be loving how we made fun of certain denominations of Christianity.
Exactly.
In the beginning of this, and then be so offended that we would dare make fun of Islam.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
Or any sexuality that's not.
Even me, like my somewhat progressive upbringing, I was like, Jehovah's Witnesses. And we shouldn't talk bad about Islam.
Yeah.
You know, how many terrorists that religion creates.
It's not the same society.
Yeah. Are we worried about the people of Muhammad shutting us down?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, they're cool with us. We ain't made fun of them yet.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah.
Strapping on a suicide vest.
Yeah, try having that name in a small town. Most popular name in the world.
Right?
Could not have it in a small town.
Yeah. You would change it.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Calling me Mo.
Yeah.
Just call to this Ham point on. Where you have to have like multiple, you have to say it multiple times to be distinguished. Like, is that Muhammad? No, that's Muhammad.
Oh, yeah. I almost thought for a second.
I went to school with him.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Facebook and all that. Spotify.
What episode is this?
133.
Ooh, 133.
There you go.
That's got a good ring to it.
133.
I haven't listened to one since like the teens.
Yeah, just for a while. And so I don't listen to these. I just upload them.
I love it.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
That honestly, that means if we did one again, if we did one episode a year, our first episode would have been in 1890. Think about that.
I like that.
Damn, bro.
I like that. Yeah. Right.
Think about that as we leave you and see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Ah!